What up, what up, what up? This is Big Daddy coming at you for Big Daddy Forever. Brought to you by, yes, crazyhoodies.com, spelled with the Z. Go check us out over there. Check us out, check us out, check me out over there. Sorry, it's the morning and haven't had coffee yet. I'm trying to get away from coffee. But anyway, crazyhoodies.com, spelled with the Z. Go check it out. All kinds of crazy designs over there. More coming down the pipe. And hey, go show your love and support. Seriously, we got the Alchemist line. We got a few stuff up there for the ladies. We even got wine tumblers for everybody. Yes, when I made that wine tumbler, I bought me a few and they somehow snuck out my damn house. I don't know how. They just snuck out my house. I don't care because, you know, hell, they're nice. They were free gifts and well, for myself, but other people just kind of managed to walk off with them. But hey, it's okay. I'll just order more. That's how it goes sometimes, huh? Damn thieves. Anyway, crazyhoodies.com. Go check us out. Check me out and buy some stuff and show you love and support. Cool. Let's get on with this, folks. Anyway, but before I go on with any more of this, sorry, I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've had a prosperous, you know, life. I hope you've made decisions that have helped better your life. And I hope you have learned lessons. Lessons are learned every day in all of our actions, no matter what it is. And I really hope that you make the most of all your actions, all your decisions. And folks, don't worry. This life is meant to make bad decisions. It's how we learn. You know, you can't stand in your light all the damn time. Darkness has to swallow it up sometimes. That way you can learn from those decisions. And sometimes if you walk in your darkness all the time, go ahead and stand in some light. Seriously, get outside and get some sunshine, rub it on your face. It'll brighten your damn day, I'm telling you. I do it every morning. Get out there, grab some sunshine. People look at me like I'm crazy. Like, what are you doing? You look like you're taking a bath. Yeah, why not? See all this, what we got around here? Be grateful. Someday, we're not going to have it. We're not going to be around to enjoy all this beauty, all this, all, just all of this. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, folks, that scares me. That scares me thinking about dying sometimes because, you know, I'm going to miss things. I'm going to miss the people in my life, the genuine friendships that I've made, the friends who have become family. Yeah, I'm going to miss them. But I'm grateful that they're here now. I'm grateful that I have them in my life in order for them to teach me certain things, to learn and live and share these experiences with. You know, it's fun. Life is fun. It can also be hard. Find balance in both, in the hardness and the easiness. You know, that's my PSA for today. Anyway, let's get on with this because I have a limited amount of time. Q&A, you know how we do around here. I pick questions at random from either my Instagram that people send me when I ask, hey, ask Big Daddy a question, get it answered on the podcast. Not too many people have been asking questions on that lately, but they've been sending me emails, which is fun. That's crazy. I mean, that's cool because I got like five emails and one really gets really active, especially when it comes to the Q&A part. And that's my Google one. And I get a lot of questions on there. I get some from overseas and stuff like that. I didn't realize I had that many listeners from overseas. Thank you very much. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for all my listeners because this podcasting is hard, but for me, it's not because I enjoy this. I love doing this, but it's hard in trying to get people to listen to you. That's why I try to bring good content, and I hope I'm doing good. Even if I'm not, y'all sound off. Let me know if I get too crazy sometimes. All right. First question. Big Daddy, with summer right around the corner, what does some of your favorite memories of past summer look like? Man, some of my favorite memories is when the family used to come together to, you know, come to my grandma's house every summer. They'd gather up and we'd go to Oak Creek down in Sedona. We'd go to Dairy Queen. We'd go to the now gone El Charro Cafe. Back then, sopapillas used to cost $1.10. That 10 cents a sopapilla. Boy, they used to give us each $1 and we'd go get sopapillas and, oh, Carlotta and all, then we get pissed. They'd be calling my grandma, hey, you know, you got to chill out with these kids. All the soap, you know, they all want sopapillas, and we'd run there. They knew when we were coming. They see us all walk in, and they were like, oh, hell. Just start making them. Just start frying them up. We'd make them use all their dough for the day. It's their fault. They made them homemade. they were just good. We'd all get our little bag of greasy ass sopapillas and go down to South Beaver Elementary and play on the swings and eat up all of our sopapillas, honey all over us, all over our face, and then we fall down in the dirt sand and mixed in with the honey stickiness. Yeah, it was fun. God, softball. We were softball freaks. We played softball from sun up until sundown. And then it was time for hide and go seek. People from different neighborhoods would come play hide and go seek with us. I mean, we'd have these huge gatherings. We'd have people from Agassiz Street, LaRue Street. Well, of course, I'm LaRue Street from O'Leary. Sometimes all the way from Brandon Holmes up here in the circle, they'd all come and we'd have up to 50 people playing hide and go seek in just those four blocks over there on LaRue Street. And we'd play for hours and hours until grandma and grandpa would have to come outside and, hey, what are you guys doing? Come on, boy. 2 o'clock in the morning, we're all like, but we want to play. it was just a good time during the summers, man. It was sneaking out beers. You know, everyone, all the adults would be up in there just gossiping, talking shit. They'd open up their cans of Natural Light and they'd leave them out. They'd leave them laying around. But, you know, our little greedy asses, especially my little greedy ass, I'd go grab the open cans and bring them outside and we'd drink them. We'd all sitting there all drunk and shit. Now, all of us were. But they'd always send me to do dirty work because I was one who was like, oh, okay, you know, I want to be liked. I want to be the cool one. But, yeah, I kind of find out some of my cousins really never cared for me. And that's okay. I still love them anyway, and you know it made my summers. That was my good time for me, regardless if they liked me or not, how they really truly felt about me. It doesn't matter. Those summers will always be magical to me. They will always be special. They will always be the highlight of my life because those are learning points for me. I learned love. I learned caring. I learned that sometimes you have to stand up against your family in order to make sure no one's going to treat you wrong. Because sometimes it can be your family who can treat you the worst. And those are the hardest lessons I had to learn. But in all actuality, I wouldn't change it for nothing. Not a one single damn minute. I love it all. My summers were it. And then when I graduated into comic books, oh boy, man, I would literally spend all my paychecks on comic books. I really did. I bought comics. I bought graphic novels. I was teaching myself how to write comic books, more or less how to do the lettering. You know, to me, lettering was just another form of graffiti, and you got to do cool shit with the lettering. And of course, everyone wants to, you know, glorify the writers and the artists. But you know what? The colorists, the letters, if it wasn't for them, those comic books wouldn't have been shit. Nothing. Sure, some of the artists probably would have stepped in and done their own lettering. I mean, there were some artists back then who did it all. They would write. They would draw. They would do the inking. Hell, even sometimes they would even do the lettering. They would do the whole damn shebang because they wanted almost complete total control. The only thing that they would find is a colorist who complimented their art. But I digress. Yes, comic books. Oh boy, when I started my comic book collection during the summer times, man, that's when the main events would come out. Secret Wars 2, sometimes The Crisis on Infinite Earths, different things. Inferno, man, I can go on and on. That was my first introduction was to the Predator comics during the summertime, is when some of the movies had to come out, and I went to the comic book store and I'm like, oh, Predator comic books, aliens, let's do this. And it'd always be sometimes majorly during the summertimes. But then after a while, I found out that that's when families go on vacations. They want to keep the kids quiet. Back then, this was pre-cell phone, any kind of pre-advanced technology. Today, books and comic books were still read. They would stop by the stores and they'd pick them up and just to keep the kids quiet. It had to keep me quiet. Yeah, I sat back and I just did my own thing, boy. it was fun. Those summers, yes, I will miss. I miss those summers because now you don't do nothing. I'm going to start doing things again because I actually have the money to do it. Yes, sometimes having fun during the summertime takes money. I really don't drink anymore, so I really don't miss, you know, going to the bars and stuff like that. And it was like, come on, let's go have a drink, man. Especially when people tell you, I like you better when you're drunk. Oh, I don't like you at all. So I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk telling you that now. So I'm such an ass sometimes, I tell you. Anyway, that's question number one. All right, let's go on to question number two. Where'd you go? Yes, I have these texts out in my computer. I mean, my smartphone. And sometimes I have to refresh the screen. There it goes. Okay. Big Daddy, do people in general undervalue massage therapy and stretching? Fuck yes. Yes, they do. I've talked about this before a little bit, but I'll go in a little more detail. There's people out there who feel that we shouldn't get paid what we're paid in order to make them feel good. Excuse me. And it sucks because, I mean, right now where I work at, there's a lot of people who come in and they try to tell the massage therapist how to do their jobs. And I've been going to massage therapists for 20 some odd years. I think I know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. Until you get on this damn table where I'm at, from my perspective, doing what I'm doing, you don't know shit. You may think you know what you're talking about, but you have no damn clue. And there's some people who go in there and say, oh yeah, this area of the muscle right here by this and by this and by this, and you know, the hypothalamus, I'm just saying shit, the hypothalamus over here by the gluteus maximus and stuff like that, you know, if you could just sink in perpendicularly to this. I'm like, so in other words, you want this area massage, you want relief. And they kind of stop and they're like, well, yeah, that's what I thought I just said. No, you're trying to be smart. That's fine. Do you, boo-boo. But you just want this area massage. You want relief. You want the tension gone. Correct. Well, yes. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I had to say. I ain't gonna lie. I've lost sight of what the muscles are and shit like that. And when people try to talk smart to me, sorry, about massage and muscles, I just let them know. If they feel like they want to be part of the process in that way, cool. And then, hey, that shows me that they're being mindful of their body. What it shows me too at the same time is a kind of a disrespect, because then they think that they don't have to pay what they're paying because they feel like they're doing our job for us by explaining this sometimes. There's a lot of things what a lot of clients do and to show their disrespect of us. They show up late all the damn time. There's some who show up late all the damn time and they feel that they're going to get their full hour in. No, you're not. There's some who show up early and they think that, oh yeah, so we'll just start at this time because I'm early and that means I get a little extra time in. Right? Wrong. No, it just means that we start early and we end early. Okay. You still get your 50 minutes. Okay. That doesn't mean that you get extra time. And some of them, go as far as to argue that, well, this massage is bad, so I'm not going to pay for it. We've had people do that. I know of other massage therapists who say that that people have done that, and it's not any one in particular who does it. Everyone does it. Our profession is not respected, kind of like a doctor's profession. They think that we're just here to be, you know, touch monkeys, and that's it. I know a lot of people who will not cancel at the last minute for their doctor's appointment, who will show up on time for their doctor's appointments, who treat, you know, who treat that other side of the medical profession with respect. Us, we really don't get it. There's very few who do show us that love and respect. And my hat's off to them. Thank you. They know what we go through and they know that, you know, not every style fits everyone. My style in particular, I'm very intuitive. I learned the basics. I learned the basics of massage, of Swedish, of shiatsu, of not generally deep tissue, but sinking deeper. There is a difference in people between deep tissue and sinking deeper. I'll go into that probably in another podcast, but yeah, just the undervalue of how people treat us in general, of what they think we should get paid. There's people who think we should only get paid $20 for an hour's massage. Well, what you do is not that. I've had people tell me what you do is not that important. But those seems to be the stupid ass Karens who always come at us like that. It's always the fucking Karens who think that they know us better than we know ourselves. I don't say nothing. I just sit there, just nod. If it was my time, my place, my space I was paying for and not mountain medicine, I probably wouldn't have a lot of clients. I've been telling you, get your ass up off my table out of here. Get out. Go. You can sit here and come in here in my damn place like that and being disrespectful. Get your stinking ass out of here. But because it's not my place, I got to have a little more respect, a little more kindness, a little more love. And I got to try to do my best to be understanding. And I am. I'm generally understanding about how people feel about massage. But how in the hell are you going to be disrespectful like that on a constant basis when you wouldn't want no one to go into your place of business and undervalue that and be disrespectful? Yeah, I guess it's just a way of people nowadays just to be jackasses and think that, I deserve this. No, you don't deserve nothing. If you want to deserve something, you deserve an ass whooping for being that way. Shit. People just in general, they just really surprise me and about how they undervalue how they treat people. It really does surprise me. But at the same time, it doesn't. I can go off on several examples, but I'm not going to because that's not that time, place, and space for. But yeah, that's generally answering that question. People do undervalue massage therapy and stretching. They undervalue the therapist behind it. They undervalue the price that we ask for because what we do is putting wear and tear in our bodies. Shout out to the therapists who have 30 plus careers doing this. Seriously, it involves a lot of technique, and I'm learning my technique to probably have some longevity in this for as long as I can. But man, come on, people who get our services, we are not worth $20 an hour. You want $20 an hour? Go to Bangkok. They'll hook you up. $5 make you holla. All right. Next question. Number 3. Big Daddy, what's something recently that has brought value to your life? Ooh, that's a good one. I picked that one because there's so many things. There's so many places to go with this of some things, things that brought value to my life. I have to say the biggest thing that has brought value to my life recently, for me personally, is self-love. Because for a long time, I didn't like myself. I really didn't, folks. I couldn't stand myself. I hated myself. I don't know. When I first saw this question, it brought on a whole bunch of feels. Try not to have the feels now, but growing up, it just seemed like I was in everybody's way. Growing up, it felt like everyone knew a secret about me that I didn't know. And sometimes I still feel that way. I still feel like there's some kind of damn secret about me that people know that my family don't talk about. My family's big on fucking secrets and I hate that shit. So with secrets come with a means to try to find out what's the answer. And for years, I stopped looking at the answer for myself and just accepting what is. And to me, in my mind during that time and for years up till a few years ago was one of not self-worth, one of being the doormat. Yeah, people look at me, they said, well, how did you let people treat you like that? You're so big. It doesn't matter the size of the person, folks. It matters the size of other people's harmful words that beat against your damn heart, that beat your soul, that just beat you down, period. And I just felt like I was undervalued by a lot of people for a long time. And I let a lot of people run over me. I let family run over me, let friends run over me, strangers, shit. I let everybody run over me, all because I just wanted to be liked. Then when I became a dad, that changed. That's when I realized that, hey, someone's looking. How people treat me is going to reflect on him because he's going to think that that's okay too. So I had to toughen up. I had to grow up, if not necessarily, if not necessarily grow up, I had to become responsible because I was in the care of someone else. During those years when Anthony was here, I did what I had to. if that, and but unfortunately, that meant generational bullshit being handed down to him from the generational bullshit that was handed to me. And a lot of it wasn't good. Not gonna lie, I'm being honest with y'all. A lot of it wasn't good. And it took me a long time to realize that I can't do this. I can't hand this shit down from father to son or father to daughter, mother to daughter, however it goes with generational bullshit. Because when it comes to like, well, as we know, generational bullshit means that we hand down the bullshit of family. That's just not helpful. When it comes to tribalism within family, there's certain family members that just stick to each other because they feel like everyone else is beneath them. And that's how I felt from all the tribes in the family. There was very few I felt like who really loved and cared and respected me, but myself, my selflessness, my self-worth back then was shit. I went through the paces. I tried to do everything for everybody else. I did find some relief in trying to become a radio DJ and working with the radio station at NEU and trying to find value in being a father, being a dad, all that good stuff. But the hardest thing I had to realize that when you fall down, when you finally crumble from the weight of all the bullshit of people's other people's bullshit, you do react violently. And it doesn't have to be physical violence. It could be mental, verbal. It could be all that. And I hit my breaking point. I had enough. And the first one who I had it from, I'm not going to mention anybody, just a certain person I had enough from. And that's what got me on the ball rolling to healing myself. There was one friend in particular, I was mentioning her, my friend Laurel. Blessed soul she is, beautiful woman, fucking I love her to death, man. If she ever needed a heart transplant and mine matched and it was good, she'd get it. That's how much of a friend she is to me. That's how much I love her. She's my family, and I will do anything for her. She's the one who got me on the ball to healing. I seen her one day. It was on Facebook. She was talking about she's a yoga instructor. She does massage. She does Reiki healing and stuff like that. And I just out of the blue, I contacted, said, "Hey, I need help. I'm fucked up. I need help, please." And she started the ball rolling, like I said, and it's been the journey ever since. Have I stumbled? Have I made mistakes? Have I fallen backwards sometimes? Yes, I have. But that's part of the journey. That's part of what made my journey to self-love all the more worthwhile, because it's those stumblings that made me realize, hey, I still got work to do. I think Ed Phil, from now until the day I die or until I get incapacitated in some way, my path to self-love, self-discovery is not going to stop. I'm glad I started the ball rolling. I'm glad Laurel got the ball rolling. I'm glad to everyone who stepped into my life to help me get the ball rolling. I'm grateful for them, because this is a hard, hard, hard fucking journey. But it's one that's worth it. And the one thing I've noticed, there's some people who don't even want to get started. Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. It's everybody else. I used to be the finger pointing just like everybody else. And with finger pointing comes, you know, a realization that you're the fucked up one. Sometimes, but there are people who kind of point the finger, who you can't point the finger out, and who kind of did lead you astray. But in the end, you have to realize that you have to point that finger at yourself, because you didn't have to let them do it. You could have been stronger. So all those who are on the fence about their healing journey, please start. Please start. It costs you nothing. The only thing it will cost you is yourself. That old skin, it's going to shed. Once you start realizing your self-worth, the love for yourself, and then realize that you're not built for everybody. You're not meant for everybody. And that includes family and friends. You're not supposed to stay in the same place you are. Okay? Physically, yeah, you may have a house somewhere. You got to stay there. Or you don't have to. You can sell that sumbitch and move somewhere else. You don't have to stay in that time, place, or space. If you're healing, your body's going to want you to move forward. It's going to want you to move forward in a very strong way. Listen to it. Respect it. It's there for a reason. That was the hardest thing I had to learn, was respecting this journey. I was healing, but I wasn't respecting it. I wasn't being grateful towards it. I was like, okay, I can heal up, but still stay in the same spot. No. I'm sorry, I keep taking deep breaths because I'm trying to stay focused and not cry. It's ang life, folks. It's hard. Once you start healing, your body wants to move forward. Your soul wants to move forward. Your soul wants and craves new things and wants new experiences. It starts looking at the folks who helped cause you pain to get away from them. So honor it. That's what my journey is about right now. I'm taking different trips now. I'm gonna go take my next biggest trip over here for my birthday. You'll hear it on the podcast. I'm gonna podcast from that location probably every day. Your ass is probably gonna get sick of me, but I promise you that this journey moving forward, it's fundamental for my life. And if you're on that healing journey yourself, please listen to your heart. Please listen to your soul. If it's telling you to move forward, then God damn it, take those steps. It's okay. Stop seeking validation from people who no longer serve any good purpose in your life. Just because you grew up with them doesn't mean that you have to roll with them forever. Trust me, people who I grew up with who are off doing good, doing well, you know, they got good and they walked away from me. That's fine. I mean, the ones who did walk away, who did explain, hey, you guys were in this time and place and space. I couldn't deal with you guys. Thank you for that. Hell, there's some people who I've grown up with here who just walked away without explanation. And that's fine too. Sometimes you don't need the explanation. You don't need to explain yourself. You just do it. Don't stay stuck. Please don't stay stuck. I'm asking you, please don't stay stuck. Move forward. You have this one life. Live the fuck out of it. Have adventures, have stories to tell your kids if you choose to have kids. Have those lessons to pass on to other people. Trust me, folks, your healing journey is worth it. In the end, it's worth it to you. It doesn't have to make sense to nobody else. It doesn't have to make sense. Only has to make sense to you. Cool. All right, folks. Big Daddy's out. Got to get to work. Got to throw some healing bombs on people. You know how it goes up until, next week. Oh, my God. A week and a half. This is going to be part of the healing journey I'm talking about. Guys, I realize right now that there's certain things I got to walk away from. There's certain things that no longer really serve a purpose to me. And I got to walk away from. I have to walk away from certain things, places, people. And I invite you on this journey with me. If you've been here with me this long, you've been downloading the episodes, thank you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful to you. Stick around. It's only going to get better from here. You hear me? So with that said, have a good day. Have a good rest of your week. Go out there. Have a fucking adventure. Like I always tell you folks, go have an adventure. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Just go have an adventure. Cool. Big Daddy signing off. Peace.